Dave Foley on Today FM.
Let's have a look then. Tell me I'm wrong. We're looking for your dilemmas. JP at todayfm.com is our email address. And to go on your world, anything you're looking for judgment or the nation's experience on JP at todayfm.com. This is Tell Me I'm Wrong. Karen.
Hey guys, I have this one friend since school who always gets naked on a night out. I have seen him naked more times than I care to think about. And we're planning a get together next month and I am dreading dealing with him. He's a lovely fella, a great friend, but he just can't keep his clothes on. And it's embarrassing being with him when he starts. Look, it could be worse. He's not starting fights or getting sick in the street, but I think I need to end our friendship.
Whoa.
I know. Tell me I'm wrong.
I think I need to end our friendship. We don't have any nudie friends. Unless you're other... I suppose you worked on Off the Ball. I suppose they all get naked.
Oh, there you go.
A very sensible bunch on Night House. They wouldn't be into the horseplay and the stripping off. Not really. Isn't that more of a rugby school type of thing? Stripping off?
No, I don't... I know someone... This is years ago. He was going out with one of Kate's, it was peripheral, but he would get naked with a couple of drinks.
Okay, what half is getting naked? Bottom half?
Fully.
No. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, what's this about? What is this about? Like,
it's the loss of inhibitions, right? But then again, it is a crime, guys. You could be arrested. Is he doing this at dinner parties?
Yeah.
Or was it just out in public?
Oh, no, it would be kind of... And it wouldn't be every single time either. And maybe you'd hear stories then of other times. So it wouldn't be like every single... Oh, I wouldn't have seen him naked every single time.
Have you ever gone skinny dipping, though? Isn't that kind of similar? I bet you've been skinny dipping, have you?
Are you out of your mind?
What do you mean, am I out of my mind?
Where would I have gone skinny dipping?
I don't know. In Thailand on a holiday or something.
Me?
Yeah.
With no clothes
on. Benidorm, why not? At night.
In the water with no clothes.
Now, I can't say for sure that I have done that on the radio, but there's a chance that I might have.
There's an image we didn't need. People only had their lunch 2 hours ago.
Guys, we were born naked, you know what I mean? No. I'd say I'm not being funny now. I can't remember skinny dipping, but I may have skinny dipped.
So you're saying you've presumed to have skinny dipped without an actual memory of having done it?
No, but I can say with any degree of confidence that I haven't skinny dipped. It's definitely come up as an option
and
previously.
Have you availed?
I can't remember. That's the thing.
Because Jeffrey,
you can't say that. You need to tell us.
No. If I had a solid memory of skinny dipping, I'd tell you. I've definitely been in the sea naked, but did I get into the sea naked?
Oh, this is an ankle, is it?
This might be whipping off your shorts when you're in. But maybe I also ran in naked.
So hang on.
I can't remember.
So you're saying that you got into the water swimming.
Mm-hmm.
You're in there swimming around.
Yeah.
Solo?
No, with friends, whatever, family.
And
it's like a joke.
What's JP doing over there? He's taking off his shorts.
I mean, I'm not in up to my ankles with the waves lapping at my ankles. I'm up to my neck or shoulders. Do you know what I mean? I'm not doing handstands in 1 foot of water.
Are you and all of your siblings?
Somebody else might do it for the crack.
Just whipping them off under there.
Yeah, throw their shorts at your head.
No. No, I'm not having that.
Look at the disapproving faces on the two of you. You haven't lived.
Disapproving and judgmental.
Have you ever been naked in the wild? Not around people. I'm not talking about in the middle of Tullamore or something. I'm talking about, have you ever been...
Sorry, to the people of Tullamore.
That's not that wild. Or Kilkenny. Or Galway.
Again, not that wild. Okay?
Okay, so I haven't been naked in a built-up area, but I'm trying to think, have I been naked... Maybe you're caught short and you're taking a pee on a mountain.
Right, but you don't need to take off all your clothes to have a pee on the side of a mountain, John Paul.
What if you're wearing a onesie?
Now I am joking.
Now it makes sense.
Now I am joking.
Now it makes sense.
Jeez, Karen is not invested in the conversation.
Can I tell the listeners you're naked right now? This is why this is coming up.
I can't believe it's taking
this is what
this
he
long.
Calls in the wild.
This is what I have to deal with.
Unbelievable. He's either got the onesie on or it's all off. I've never been skinny dipping.
And I think the reason you can't remember whether you have or haven't is because you probably had a couple of shandies, if you did.
Does it count as skinny dipping if you're much younger? Like if you're 12 or 13 or 14 or something?
No, that's different.
Oh,
okay, well then it probably happened then. I definitely would have remembered if it happened in the last 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, you would, yeah.
You should.
And you should.
Okay. God, you're very shocked. Why? What's the fear around a naked body? Now, this is completely distinct from the dilemma here,
right?
Which I think, you know, frankly, if you're going out with a group and one of them is known to regularly get naked around other people who aren't in the friend group, that's weird behaviour.
We can hand that over to Ireland. 0874 100 102. How have you been? You know, a lot of people would have someone in the friend group or someone that's like, eye roll, he's always at that. I imagine a conversation is probably all you need for him to actually cop on. Although, you know, people then disregard the cop on once they've had a few jars. How have you dealt with it? Do you deal with it? Or would you go so far as to actually end the friendship, end the relationship based on this one thing? Because the description is he seems like a nice fella. Anyway, aside from this one issue of when we go out, skinny dipping and in the wild, complete nudity in the wild. This is wild to me that JP's assuming he's naked all the time out there. He's out there naked. He's like a Sasquatch.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I've got a lot of body hair anyway, so am I ever truly naked? Do you know what I mean?
He's like a little Ewok, lads.
The visuals are just getting worse, lads. Can we stop?
It's a long way past lunchtime.
Oof. Twist that microphone around there. I can barely hear you.
I don't want to be on the slot anymore.
That's it.
I don't think you mentioned the slot, she said.
I was trying to get out the door.
Oh, God.
Bye, guys.
Bye, cheers.
See you now, Karen. Thanks for coming in. We might see you next week.
I did see a thing on Reddit. Was it yesterday or maybe this morning? This, yeah, you mentioned the rugby schools. It's not just rugby schools. It's sort of like the lads in the school that would get naked. Is that that must be a learned thing, that we get naked because we went to school
together? Kind of, I don't know if this still goes on, but you'd hear stories about the initiations and those kind of things. Do those things still happen in rugby clubs and rugby schools and rugby teams?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Clearly not.
Hun, I've just done the last hour and a half saying, hey, big boy, to random men texting. I'm a different kind of guy. 0874 100 102. I've never, the notion of stripping off, no offence or anything, JP, but the notion of stripping off with my friends on a night out just wouldn't entice me. If anything, I'm the opposite. I am the...
Put your clothes back on.
Get changed. You know, when you're at the beach, getting changed under the towel.
Yeah, wrap the towel around you.
No, we're not taking any chances here. Mm.
See, I think the lads who've been on a team playing sport or whatever, or the girls, I don't know, pipe up 087, but if the lads who've been on a sports team have seen each other naked umpteen times.
But just because
initially there's a sort of bonding experience of, yeah, it's a bit weird. We're all naked together in a space to change rooms. And that's a memory, I'm assuming, that's going to stick. So part of the vibe about being out with that same crowd is maybe one of you is going to get naked again.
Guys. I've just had an amazing idea. Why don't we get naked? We're all having such a good... Listen, before the dessert arrives...
You go first and then we'll all follow, yeah?
We've all been having such a good time. Before the dessert arrives, I'm gonna ask for the bill on the way to the Jacks. Well, by the time I get back...
Have you noticed anything different, guys? I'm back.
Surprise. He always does this. Oh. He's in the middle of a restaurant. He calls it the wild. 0874 100 102. You're either nakedness, nudity, how do you feel about it? I think probably as a nation, we're probably quite shy as well.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. 0874 100 102. Nudity.
I know.
Do you mind me even saying the word? You're very prudish.
I am.
Yeah, very prudish.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
My father is Dutch and he's very liberal. And I think I've reacted to that.
I've
gone full Catholic repression.
Corrected.
I've overcorrected.
Your own father's nudity.
Well, okay, hang on with the slander. It's not like he was going around.
You said it, man.
No, as in just as a Dutchman, he just lets it all hang out. Very liberal.
What? I need you to be more specific.
No, I'm not going to be specific. What have our listeners said?
Daddy?
No, stop it.
Karen wants
stop
you to get
dressed.
Put on your trousers, Dad.
You're making it weird.
You made it weird, you just said.
It.
Okay. Tell us about this nudity email, the gist of it.
I'm sorry.
She's stuck in the nudity now.
I just wanted to shut up there in case I said something else embarrassing. Oh, yeah. So anyway, listener has said he's his one friend from school. Lovely fella. You know, anytime they go out, they have a brilliant time, but he can't keep his clothes on. It's really embarrassing. Look, he's not starting fights. He's not getting sick in the street. Nothing like that. But this fella thinks he's actually going to end the friendship over because he just can't deal with the nakedness every single time they have a night out.
That was my reaction to that was specifically that, which is you're talking about ending a relationship since you were in school over this one issue. You're telling me that, like, is it a real friendship at all if you're not in a position to get real with them and have a conversation and say, look, man, this has just gone beyond a joke. It's time to grow up here.
Sometimes some friendships just peter out. They have a lifespan. They have a shelf life and you don't have that final conversation where you say it's not working out as friends. You just leave them and you don't contact them anymore. So maybe this is just the natural ending of this friendship.
Do you have friends, JP, that you've had for years, but that if you met them today, would you actually be friends with them? Or are you just like, is it like a legacy friendship?
Hello.
Sorry.
I'm in the room.
Oh God, I can't believe I did that.
I think with some long-term friendships, there's an element of box ticking with them where you're checking in with the person just because you've always done it. Mm. So, okay, it's the next year and now we're going to have our annual meeting, our annual meetup. That does happen. Yeah,
yeah, I do that. But it's only because these specific friends I'm thinking of is that our lives are busy. So when we actually do make the time then that annual get together, it's usually around Christmas, isn't it? And then when you do it, it's like, oh, we should do this more often. This is great. We're friends. And you know, that connection is still there and that's real. I think we're talking about something different here though. And if he's seriously considering or happy to just kill off the friendship, maybe the friendship is killable anyway if it's going to be based on the fact that your man gets naked every time you go out. 0874 100 102. Andy says that's a proper rugby school stuff. That's where I read that on Reddit with rugby school. It's a bit of a cliche though, isn't it? I mean, there could be just a gang of lads. You could play any proper rugby school stuff. The lad probably can't handle his drink from Andy. But why? Maybe we should do next week. Why rugby schools? I think that was a question that they were asking on Reddit. Why rugby schools? It was like, oh, we all saw each other naked once regularly when we were playing rugby. I think we need to see each other naked again.
When did that rugby school culture start? Who was the first class to decide to get naked? I don't know.
Robbie says, guys, my new Dutch...
So it always goes back to the Dutch, doesn't it?
My new Dutch girlfriend suggested I go to a sauna for the first time. I have a sauna story. Remember when we were in Berlin? I told you that. I'll have to tell you again. My Dutch girlfriend said she had to go to a sauna for the first time. As an Irishman, I was horrified at having to get stripped off, but after a short while, you become very relaxed about it. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all. Love the show. Hey. A from Robbie. One like...
Or once you've seen two.
Yeah, there's your own and then somebody else's. Mm. And then it's like, oh, well, they're all broadly the same.
Well, there's multiple things you could have seen, I suppose. Really,
that's what I meant by two.
Once
you've seen two.
Oh, God. I'm getting flustered. I'm thinking of your dad's boobs, Karen. We were in Berlin once, myself and JP, for the MTV Awards.
Ooh, this is going to be a good story.
And they put us up in a lovely hotel. And it was like, we're going
to share a room.
I don't think we
possibly,
were.
Possibly.
Of course
I don't know.
You were. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we were. Anyway, whatever. We're going for dinner. Dinner's at whatever time. I'm going to go for a swim in the hotel pool. I'm going to go for a sauna. Or just for a swim. And whatever's there, I don't know, there's a sauna, a steam room, whatever. I'll give it a go, I'll hop in, give it a go while I'm there, yeah?
You went, I didn't go for the swim because I couldn't trust myself, so I opted out early.
I was so...
I'd have been whipping my gear off.
Jimmy's doing a reception, completely buck naked.
Which way to the pool?
So there's no pool in this hotel. So off I went on my own and go for the swim, nothing to report. Mm. It's actually dead, it's a hotel pool, a sauna area, there's nobody around. On I go into the... It's either the steam room or the... No, there's a jacuzzi!
Oh.
I'm in the jacuzzi. And in I get... I'm wearing my shorts, obviously. I'm Irish. And this couple get in to the... They both come from the separate changing rooms.
Yeah, you told me this.
And they get... They've no clothes on, Karen. Both of them are naked.
Wow.
Me... Irish with my shorts and their swimming shorts, like they're down just above the knee and they've got the mesh on the inside of them.
Oh,
so,
God,
so I'm technically wearing, I'm still wearing underpants.
Yep.
This pair of...
Did you have your socks on as well?
And the sliders.
I had a three-piece suit on inside of the jacuzzi, bubbling away like a tin of beans, bachelor's beans. And this pair, completely naked, get in and sit right in front of me. Now, the bubbles are now covering up everything. So, but I know that they're sitting in front of me naked. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, they're going to think I'm weird when I get out completely fully clothed. So I got out and went.
Did you not take them off underneath the bubbles?
And just, and let
just
them,
leave them. Let them float up as you depart the jacuzzi. Oh, they're not mine. Oh, gas.
Oh, who's are those? Who smuggled those in?
Anyway, see ya.
See the bar.
Hey, big boy. What's your room
exactly.
number?
Exactly.
That's the other thing. Like, you're the third person with two naked people there. It's like I'm not. Anyway, I got out and I didn't even look back over my shoulder. And I scurried off into the sauna or the steam room.
They're coming in after you.
They came in after me. I was like, well, that's it. I have to go now. I have to go crying to JP. That was my Berlin sauna jacuzzi story. 0874-100-102. Damien's over there. Damien?
I'm going to be honest with you, lads. I'm after noticing a change in the whole naked in front of people thing.
Really?
Was at a game of rugby there. I went into the locker rooms. We were getting changed.
Here we go. And more rugby. Is it all right?
Stripped down. Not a tread on me. Everybody starts panicking. Every single person. Now, I suppose you do have to bear in mind, I don't play rugby for this team. But still, I didn't see the big deal.
Very good, sir.
Well played. Love the show.
Hey, oh, much obliged. Well played. Very, very nice. Well done. I was going to say, maybe you were displaying something that might have scared people. Maybe we're going to be frightened by your appearance. Garrod is over there, Garrod.
So, we have this friend, let's call him for anonymity, Chris.
This is not his name, but for the purpose of concealing his identity, shout out to Chris.
And every time he goes out, at some stage during the night, something just clicks. And it's like his hands are working completely separate to his brain. Mm. And he'll be having a conversation with you. He could be going, did you watch that game last night? But his hands are just start unbuttoning his shirts all the way down, and he can't help himself. And someone will just say to him, like, Chris, what are you doing? Oh God, sorry. And he'll button it back up. But if you don't stop him, next thing the shirt's off and it's over his head. Every time.
Ridiculous, carry on. When he was a 3-year-old, he's now nearly 12. But like that, at the drop of a hat, you turn around, he's naked and he's gone.
It's the two ends of the age spectrum. Really, really young, don't mind being naked. Really, really old, also don't mind being naked.
I'm out of time on this. We need to cast final judgment. I think it's pretty simple in terms of the friendship itself. JP?
I think you're wrong. I think you should remain friends with this person, but just meet him in scenarios and settings where he's not going to be naked. Meet him for lunch or coffee. He's not going to be getting naked in Costa.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well,
I would start naked, do a naked sauna, and then you just go from there.
Have the conversation while naked.
I think so.
The get-together begins nudie.
Exactly. Then he can't mess it up.
That's Karen's Dutch background for you now. That's a suggestion. And Frankie says, lads, everyone needs a nudist in the friend group. I am that nudist.
Wow.
From Frankie. I suppose speaking from the perspective of the friend, I'd say if your friendship is worth it, don't be dropping your friend. And have a conversation and make sure, and then like that, try and engineer scenarios where, or just say, listen, I'm not meeting you if you're going to be stripping off again. But again, it all comes down to communication, having the conversation.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Friends, Karen Koster, darling.
Bye bye.
See you soon. See you on the telly soon. And stay on Today FM. I am going to play Hosier Phoenix.
Ray Foley on Today FM.